This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell. All right, welcome to the broadcast. Brandon House here in for Mike Lindell, who's going to join us as we pre-taped an interview, about a 30-minute interview we pre-taped with Mike just about an hour or so ago at Mar-a-Lago. You'll see him on the balcony at Mar-a-Lago, and we'll be bringing you some footage from the room as we find it here for the announcement by President Trump tonight. Many believe he is announcing his third run for President of the United States, but none of us know for sure. Not at least I don't. And so we'll find out tonight what this big announcement is really all about. So we'll go to an interview with Mike Lindell on the balcony there at Mar-a-Lago, recorded with Mike just a little over an hour ago. Then we'll come back in. Mike might join us from the room live by Skype. We'll see. If not, we'll endeavor to take your phone calls as to what you think the big announcement is going to be tonight, or what do you hope the big announcement will be tonight. Let's assume that he is announcing he's running for president. Maybe one of the questions I could ask is, who do you want him to pick for his running mate? It's a ways down the line, I know, but we have to see if he's going to have any primary challengers, right? What are your thoughts about primary challengers? Should they do that? Should they not do that? Or should they wait and let him run based on, well, what happened to him in 2020? Then, if he does run, which we're waiting to see what the announcement's going to be tonight, and he does win the primary, if there's going to be a primary with a challenger, it seems as though Mike Pence might be wanting to make a challenge from what I've been hearing today. Who should Donald Trump pick as VP? Who would you like to see? Names being floated include Carrie Lake. They include Senator Tim Scott, a lot of names. So we can get some of your feelings about some of those things tonight, if you'd like. Have the chance to open the phone lines up, unless everything changes with breaking news or Mike calling in. But it's going to be a big night at Mar-a-Lago, and Mike was very interested in offering the audience some hope in his recorded interview tonight from a little over an hour ago. So without delay, we'll go to that. But first, I want to remind you, all of this is brought to you by you. You are our biggest sponsor. By going to our sponsor, MyPillow.com, sheets, towels, blankets, pet bed, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and so much more. MyPillow.com. Please use that promo code L77 to support Mike Lindell, this TV network, the Lindell Report, all of Mike's work. Use that promo code L77, please. Also, that same promo code works at MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs started by Mike Lindell. Use that promo code, please, L77. You get savings, and then you're supporting the work of Mike Lindell, and you're supporting Lindell TV and the Lindell Report. Also, don't forget about LindellLegalFund.com, LindellLegalFund.com. Three ways you can help out Mike Lindell. All right, without further delay, let's go to our interview just from about an hour ago with Mike Lindell from Mar-a-Lago. Watch this. All right, we're joined now by Mike Lindell, the host of the Lindell Report from Mar-a-Lago. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Brandon. Yes, it's great to be down here in Mar-a-Lago. This is a historical night. I can't tell you enough about it. Well, obviously, the media, there's so much media here across the street. I've never seen anything like it. And this is so important to not only our country, but the world. It's a historical day, and it comes right on the heels of another stolen election, Carrie Lake. I didn't think they would steal Carrie Lake's, but they did, and then I thought about it. You know, they have nothing to lose and everything to gain because they've been caught. They were caught in 2020. They were caught in the midterm, in the primaries, and now they were caught in the midterm. In the midterms, we had cameras basically everywhere. When I say cameras, Brandon, we had people watching. We had cyber guys watching. We were watching the Edison Report. We've showed it here at Frank's Beach. We have the evidence we have now. It's overwhelming. I mean, it's just it's amazing how much we have. We are adding to that. I want everyone early on here to know that we have SaveAZNow.com. SaveAZNow.com. And they've got that set up. And I hear that they've already got hundreds and hundreds of reports on there from the people. These are to get signed affidavits of stuff that happened to you in Arizona. I read one gal's report. She said she went in to make sure her vote counted. That's called carrying a vote or whatever. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, carrying your vote. Yeah, carrying your ballot.
And she went in and she found out she's voted in every election since 2000. Six of the elections she's not down for voting.
Wow.
And they're all current ones. They're all current ones. So it's disgusting what's happened. But you know what? I've said it before. If it would have been the big red wave that everybody expected, if they would have done that, they probably would have never gotten rid of the machines, because everyone would have said, come on now, it's fair. The Republicans won this round. You know, we've got the House that's going to slow the destruction of our country. I did just get bad news as we speak out of Arizona. There is some bad news there. They call it Rusty Bowers 2.0 that was put in as the speaker down there or something. I'm hearing this. I don't know what the guy's name is. It was just reported to me. As soon as I get off here, I'll have to find out. But that's what they're calling him, Rusty Bowers 2.0, which is horrible for Arizona. But you know what? We're not going to stop fighting in Arizona. There's going to be court cases, recalls, audits. There's going to be everything going on down there. And nobody should concede, because everyone that would concede actually won. That's your Mark Fincham, your Blake Matthew or Masters, your Carrie Lakes. They all won, Brandon. We have just on Carrie Lake alone, we have at least 37,000 votes on one flip that we know happened. We matched it up with not just with Edison, but also with the cyber guys. And we also now, everybody, remember, you can go out and request cast vote records already. Go out in every state and get the cast vote records for these midterms. We're going to need them all across our country. We're going to need them, okay? Remember, we've got two separate things going on. We've got to get rid of the machines, but yet we got to slow the destruction over here, you know? And we're on the offense. We are on the offense, Brandon. We're always on the offense. That's why they call it the Lindell Legal Offense Fund. By the way, everybody, if you can help that out, it would be great. That's the Lindell Legal Offense Fund.com or .org. Either one works. Lindell Legal Fund.com works too. Because we're going to have battles going on. There's over 45 lawsuits going on right now in this country that I know of. And these aren't your machine ones, your Dominion and Smartmatic ones. These are all lawsuits to get rid of machines and get rid of mail-in voting and get rid of early voting and get rid of all these things, these laws that were broken and now have become the status quo, apparently. And so we've got to stop that. But I'm very excited down here in Mar-a-Lago. I know you guys we're pre-taping this part, everybody, but I'm going to try and get on. I've got to go. There's going to be lines with media. I want to get to the media here shortly. And this is the one shot. I can't wait to talk to all these journalists out there and find out what their take on everything is. I know that they're this has been a complete setup across our country, that they took all the, you know, most of the America First candidates, Brandon, as you know, the Secretary of State, you know, from your Jim Marchant. I mean, that was, he won. You can go across our country and look at the America First and look at their races. And we showed it on election night. And what did we show? The real time crime desk. I just got off the phone with a couple cyber guys, one of them, Jeff O'Donnell. And he sent me Carrie Lake's graph coming out of Edison. And it's pretty bizarre. I don't know if you have that one, Brandon. Maybe we'll show it tomorrow. Katie Hobbs, it goes straight up. They give her a couple hundred thousand votes right out of the gate.
And by the way, when you say they, she was the one in charge of her own election. I mean, she should have recused herself.
Okay, right. Okay. She gave herself that much. I don't know what – I don't know who the actual players are.
Right,
the ones that they,
right.
But you're right. She's in charge of the election. So, but when you hack in and you do these algorithms, but I want to tell you about Carrie Lake. It was very similar to another race we've seen in Illinois. It was very pronounced where we've seen. No, it wasn't the Illinois one. I'm trying to think which one it was, but it might have been Matt DiPerno. They actually gave so many votes to his opponent They had to give him a bunch, too, to make it look good. No, seriously, they gave Katie Hobbs in the beginning so many votes, they actually had to give Carrie Lake a straight-up glob of votes that are impossible. And when they put that up there, then from there to the end of the race, you could see the algorithm work. They both just stayed the same distance apart all the way to the end. It's disgusting. I mean, you could literally draw a line. I wish you had that one. We'll get it to you, Brand, maybe I'll send it to you. Maybe you can show it during the broadcast.
Absolutely. We'll have Logan throw it up during the broadcast while you're talking.
Yeah, everybody. So then you'll actually be watching this now as we tape it later. But if you see where they gave Katie Hobbs in the beginning here, the big glob of votes, and then they had to give them to Carrie Lake because they were going to be too far apart. People would go, what? Even though they were still far apart by doing that. Then when they came together, Brandon, it's like everybody's watching a horse race. They go, oh, it was so close. Carrie almost won. Carrie won by hundreds of thousands of votes, everybody. This is what they do. They make it, it's all propaganda to manipulate you going, oh, we had to wait 7 days. 7 days to get these counts in.
And we know this partly might because of the secretary or the treasurer. The state treasurer gets like 1.3 million votes, and she wins. But apparently everybody that voted for the Republican treasurer chose not to vote for Blake Master or Carrie Lake.
Right. Right. It was another 250,000 votes, everybody, that the treasurer got versus all those other three. And it's impossible. No, that doesn't happen in the real world. I'm going to tell you other things that happened, and we can't ever forget this. Remember, the morning of the election, all the machines, I believe now Arizona was a complete setup. All these machines in Republican areas, they're bringing in their votes. Remember, we told everybody, bring in your ballot same day, bring it in same day, go vote same day. So they go in to vote. I'm sorry, just throw your ballot on the floor. It doesn't work in this machine, doesn't work in this machine, doesn't work in this machine. Brandon, this is, if nothing else, Arizona has to have a new election, no matter what. Listen to this. If let's just take the crime out of the picture that I already know and that we all know. Let's say there is no election crime. Just those people that couldn't vote and all those machines going bad all across Arizona, for that matter, across our country. There's a lot of other states, 32 that we know of. And there was a lot of states where the ballots were flipping Republican to Democrat. That was in Kansas. But that was a different machine company. We won't name no names, ES&S. I guess we will name their name. But here you have these Dominion machines down there in Arizona. And none of them worked, or, you know, half of them. There's been reports of 20% to half of them didn't work. Just on that alone, you have to have a new election. This is crazy. There was a meme that came out. It was a Twilight Zone. It said, think of a world where we have to get our IDs, and I forget what it was for, but you don't have to. Oh, I know what it was. Think of a world where we fact check everything on social media, but we don't fact check people's ballots.
That's a good line.
I mean, that's a good line. That is the Twilight Zone, and that's where we've been for how many years now? I mean, we've been living in this Twilight Zone where evil is good and good is evil, and they tell us this propaganda. Oh, yeah, you lost, and we're supposed to believe that? No.
You and I showed last night on your show the Dallas County poll books after the election closed, kept adding more voters and adding more voters and adding more. And we showed the video of it.
More voters. Right, right. And we've got that video, but maybe you could show that now, too. And I know right now why we're taping, but you can show that. I also want to bring up the Democrats. I want to bring up everybody. Remember in the primaries, I want all of the bad journalists, which I'm going to go talk to right now in Mar-a-Lago. You think I'm going to be talking about anything but machines and election crime, Brandon?
No.
That's what I'm going to be talking about. That's what saves our country. Our great president, his message of hope, I guarantee he's going to focus on elections. We need to have elections, not selections. It's over, everybody. This is a historical day. If today wasn't happening, this is one more piece of the piece where we'd lose our country forever. This is all of a sudden, here's more hope, everybody. But I will tell you this, all you horrible journalists out there, I want you to listen up. This is not a Republican or a Democrat thing about getting rid of the machines. We were in Georgia in the primaries. Remember, we had the lady, the Democrat, a race of three. She got zero votes in her own precinct. They did an audit, an amazing two-day audit, counted all the votes, opened up the machines. Yep, you won. I'm sorry, you had 3,000-some votes. You went from third to first. Another Democrat in Georgia. She got 4,700 votes, but she wasn't on the ballot. She had dropped out 2 months prior. And what they did is that they, with the machines, when they programmed it, they actually had to type in her name. They had to put her name in there. The guy didn't realize, he didn't get the memo that she was off the ballot, Brandon. And she got 4,700 that stole it directly from one of the candidates they didn't want to win. Remember, these were three Democrats, everybody. Okay, now we're going to use that comparison when you do a programming error. We're going to do a programming error. And I'll tell you, one of the programming errors was in Arizona. I guarantee you in Arizona, they overlooked that treasurer that ran. I believe it's a gal. They overlooked her. Is it a gal or a guy? I don't know.
In Arizona, the treasurer was a girl, a lady.
Yeah, a gal, right. So she gets overlooked. She gets what she rightfully, they didn't touch her election. She got a quarter million.
They made a mistake, you think? You think they made a mistake?
They made a mistake. They go, you know what? You can't make it look obvious. You can't. You got to steal from her, too, to make it look good. That Katie Hobbs, you got to steal. We got to steal across the board, or it stands out like a sore thumb, which it does down there. The treasurer doesn't get a quarter million more votes than Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham and Blake Masters. It's impossible, Brandon. You don't go, okay, I really like this treasurer. Love it, right? So, but you do it with the computer, but they missed it. Now I'm going to tell everybody two more examples we found out yesterday. One of them is in Idaho. Brandon, if we have that, I'd like to put up that thing again. It's so important to show what happened in this election across the country. By the way, everybody, if you're watching and you're in Arizona, please go to saveaznow.com and put in if you've seen anything. If you went in to carry your vote and they said something to you, or you went in to vote and you couldn't, please go to that site. We have to save this country. Go there, fill out your form. We'll be looking for sworn affidavits later, but we've got to get all the information. We've got other sites like crime.frankspeech.com. We have over 3,000 reports there, but we're going through them now to get the Arizona ones. We're really focused on Arizona right now, everybody. So there is that. But Brandon, if you have the tape of the Democrat that was in Idaho. Remember, Idaho sent me a bill for $6,000. And these are all, Republicans. I was going to say crooked Republicans. I don't know. Some people call them rhinos. I don't know what to call them. When you do stuff that doesn't make sense, when you don't open up your machines and you don't open it up and say, hey, let's check this out. Let's check this out. Okay, do we have that tape of the Democrat?
We're going to drop it in, and when this airs, we'll drop that in and show them, because we have a newspaper article about her in both Idaho, a Democrat who was told she lost, who were told she won, only to be told later she lost, and we have a Democrat in Michigan that was told she won.
That she won, and then she really lost.
She lost.
Or they told her she lost. So what we're telling you, everybody, is what I've been telling everybody, the machines, doesn't hold sides, okay? Evil is evil. It's going through both this uniparty, these globalists, these CCP. We have full evidence of a China attack on our country now. We've been vindicated of that. I mean, we've got so much stuff coming with China. I mean, China got interfered in the 2020 election. That's a fact. We were vindicated on that when it came out of Michigan, to Koenig. And, of course, then he's found in it, or they dropped the charges now. What? Does that make it innocent? We have all the data. No, they put the two people, Catherine and Greg, in jail for 7 days, and then all of a sudden they dropped the charges on the guy, that the real criminal. It's just disgusting. But anyway, so what you're going to see is that it happens both ways. So with what's going on now, here's these two Democrats. And that one you're going to see here in Idaho, she sounds like a real nice lady. She says, I wanted to run. I wanted to help out. And I'm devastated. I wake up and I was winning. And all of a sudden they tell me I lost. She won. Actually, she had won, Brandon. Same way with the one in Michigan. These people are told they've won. And they go, sorry, you didn't win. You know? I don't know. So you do understand this is in Michigan, a Democrat in Michigan. So everybody can say, what are the machine companies supposed to say? And all these other people out there, the news media, and when they go, what are they going to say? You know what? See the machines. It's not like we're trying to steal the elections, because it could happen to anyone with machines. It could happen to a Democrat in a Democrat state, a Democrat in a Republican state, a Republican in a Democrat state, or a Republican in a Republican state. Do you understand that? They're doing it all over the place. What does that tell you? Uniparty, CCP, globalists, deep state. That's what this is. That just proves it right there. They don't care. But let's just say, Brandon, let's say they were all, every one of them, that people, let's just say that every one of them was let's say user error. Let's say it was a malfunction of the machine. Let's say it was a glitch. They're calling them glitches, massive glitches, power outages. Remember, there was power outages in Nevada and Clark County. Power just happened to be power outages for 9 hours. And all of a sudden, boom, the whole election changed. But let's just say that there was all just circumstance, just machine problems. Why are we keeping these machines, everybody? Why would we keep these machines? I'm asking you, horrible journalists out there. I'll even take horrible away from the front of your name and say journalists. If you start reporting, like maybe report these Democrats. I wonder if they would do that, Brandon. You think they would do that?
I doubt it, but I wish they would.
Yeah. I mean, just report that if you're so on the left. You know, give me a break. It's unbelievable. Alan Duke, if you're watching, you little fake fact book checker, you, the biggest traitor this country's ever seen in history. Alan Duke, if you're watching, put a false flag over this. I'm going to say this right now. All the machines in this country, all the machine companies had malfunctions in one form or another in this election. In the last three elections, in the last 10 elections. You're going to put a fact check over it, Alan? You're going to look into it? You traitor, you're disgusting. What you've done to this country, put false flags over stuff that's true, and you don't report stuff that's real, that's out there, that's completely 100% true. Alan, save your country. You know, it's unbelievable. And now speaking of that, Brandon, old Jimmy Kimmel, I wonder if he could make do his little mic imitations and actually talk about this happening to Democrats. Because I remember I told Jimmy, I said, it doesn't matter who wins the election. If it had been a red wave, if Donald Trump would have won in 2016, I would still, or 2020, I would still be sounding the alarm. And you know what they asked me? You know what the media asked me the other day? They said, Mike, what about the 2016 election? They asked me about that in previous elections. I said, after talking to Clint Curtis, who said he made the first algorithms to stealing the machines, and it was in 2000, and with the research that we have done all the way back to 1998 and further back, the birth of the machines and what they did to our country, I wouldn't trust any computers. I wouldn't bet anything on any of the elections in the last two decades because of what this uniparty and what they've done. And they're showing their ugly face, everybody. We need to pray for this country. We need to pray for the judges right now. We need to pray we need to pray for all the people to just see the light here and say, do we want to lose our country forever? Okay, everybody, you know, just keep up the prayers for our country, for the judges, for the sheriffs that have a lot of work to do now with all the stuff that they were given in these midterms, and have them but let's pray for them to be brave. We pray that our judges will be brave, that they won't kick the can down the road for something called standing. I think Carrie Lake, Mark Fincham would have standing now, wouldn't you think, Brandon?
Yeah, I would think they would, with
the preliminary injunction that they did. By the way, that preliminary injunction they did to get rid of the machine before the election, that's getting appealed to the Supreme Court. I just heard that today, too. And why didn't they look at that in Arizona? That judge could have said, yep, you're right, we can't use machines. Carrie Lake, Mark Fincham, they all seen it coming. And they did it, you know, Arizona did it anyway, but You know, if the end game gets rid of the computers and machines, everybody, we're going to look back and say it was all worth it. It was all at this, you know, anything suffer now, or we're going to look back and say this was all on God's timing and God's plan, and even the bad stuff that's happening, it's all going to get us to a great place. And I really believe that. And Brandon, I'll come up.
Okay,
come
now before
later,
you go, give us an idea of what it's like to be there, as far as where will this event be held? Will it be outside? Will it be inside?
You know, it's inside. I don't know if you can see across the way here. It goes back. There's a big ballroom on the other side of that. In fact, I'm going to go there now. I see media lining up.
How many people do you think will be able to be inside for this?
It's somewhere between probably around 600 to 800.
So it's a very select. It's a very select group of people that have been invited then.
Yes, and they there's no preferred seating. It's first come, first serve. I did hear that. So they're not gonna, you know, line up and say, well, you know, we're doing this for you. So it's all, it's just a lot of media. I heard it might even be, you know, a third of that media. There's a lot of media here. And I don't know. This is just what I'm hearing. I know there's another 300 at least for dinner tonight, here that at the Mar-a-Lago, cause I was going to eat, and they're sold out there for the dinner. So,
let me ask you this. What time does it all get underway? Central time?
6:30 Eastern time. So 5:30 Central time is when everybody's heading in, and his remarks will start at 8:00 Central. His speech will be at 8:00 Central. And I just came across the bridge a little bit ago. I had to go back to my plane to get something, and the people are just lined up in support, Brandon. It's just, this is it, you know, our country. And you see the flag in the background there, you know, our great American flag. And you know, this comes on the heels. One of the things I want to tell everybody that just reminded me, how sad is it? We just, you know, with our veterans, you know, where them knowing now that down in, that our UACABA votes, in both the 2020 election and now in this midterm, we have reason to believe over 97% went to Biden in 2020. But now in the Kerry Lake in Arizona, it's over 95% of the UACABA came in for Katie Hobbs. Who believes that? Remember, these are just emailed in with no IDs or no nothing, Brandon. Just another little angle where we caught them. But how dare they do that to our military? You know, this is disgusting. That's on a whole nother level, everybody. All our military votes in the United States are emailed in now. Almost 90-some percent are. There's some that are still 45 days mailed back and forth. I would like everyone to check that out, too. You can go to Moment of Truth Summit right here in Frank's Beach. Go down to where I talk about the UACABA. Brandon, maybe you can put that up for people so they can get that link. And I want everybody to watch that. How critical it is we get that stop too. They knew they had these, and that was their little ace in the hole down there with Kerry Lake. We got the UACABA votes, and they're all for Katie Hobbs. You know, it's just disgusting. These are just ran off on typing paper, just emailed in. And
by the way, we had on here the other night, Michelle Swinnick, who was an election judge at an Islamic center where there was voting going on, and she told us here on Lindell TV that between 25 and 40% of the ballots being fed through the machines, they failed and they threw them in a black box or black bag that got taken out later. What happened to those? Did they replace them?
Right.
Did they go through and choose who they'd count, who they wouldn't count? Did they replace Republican votes with somebody else? We don't know.
Well, we're going to find out, everybody. Remember, go to SaveAZNow.com. 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 And you go there, and if you've seen something, if you went in to cure your vote, you need to put that on there, everybody. Put that report on there. We're going to get
cure their vote
of thousands.
They can cure their vote at kerrylake.com/cure. kerrylake.com/CURE.
Right. And also, everybody, and this goes for the whole country, go get your cast vote records. You did it before. We need them now more than ever. Go get your cast vote records, your FOIA requests across our country. And you can and get them here to Frank's Beach like you did last time. I believe a lot of time we sent them to Jeff O'Donnell. We'll have that email up first. Get the cast vote records. We'll be talking all about it this week. where to put the stuff, where to direct the stuff that you go out and get. And we need everything we can in Arizona right now, everything. But remember, they're caught. And today is what a blessing that we have a great real president, Donald Trump, that's going to announce tonight a great announcement for everybody. And it'll be historical. This will be the anyway, I better go, Brandon.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Mike checking in. Yep, we'll be right back after this break. All right. We're not going to take a break. We pre-recorded that a little bit ago. We're going to go right now to Mike being interviewed on RSBN at Mar-a-Lago. Let's go to that live.
I'm here at Mar-a-Lago, and the doors opened about an hour ago, and you've got about 350 to 400 people expected to be inside here. And it has a feel of a rally, but yet it has a feel of maybe an award show. It's kind of a formal event. A lot of people are obviously dressed up. There's a lot of front row Joes that are here as well. And as you could probably see, we've got even Brick Suit himself is here. So you've got a mixed batch of people here. You've got people from the social media influencers here. You've got elected officials here. We got Attorney General of Texas Ken Paxton will join us here and a little later in the program. We also have some musicians that are here as well. So it's kind of a mixed bag of people, but it's all in support of what they hope happens here in a little bit. We're also going to bring in Mike Lindell here in a few minutes as well. So what an incredible night we have for you. I do want to bring in real quickly Liz Harrington is joining me now as we kind of kick off a night of excitement here at Mar-a-Lago, and this is something that people have talked about.
All right, they're going to go to Mike here in just a minute, but let me play a video that Mike just sent us. Mike just sent this over. Let's go to that video, Logan, that Mike just sent us. All right. But pause it on that. Pause it back on that picture. It's obviously the video's messed up, but did you see that bank of media? Can you zoom in on that? Oh, my word. Look at the bank of the media back there. There are so many. Look at that. Wow. You can just roll it, Logan, without the audio, since the audio's messing up. But just the number of people in the media up there, in the media risers. Wow. All right. Hey, before we go back to RSBN, let me tell you, tonight we're going to be on Brandon House Live. I'll be dipping in and out of this. I'm going to have on Colonel John Mills tonight, because we've got some news, breaking news tonight, and that is Russian missiles cross into NATO member Poland, kill two senior U.S. intelligence officials. Or excuse me, kill two, says senior U.S. intelligence official. That makes a big difference. But Russian missiles cross into NATO member Poland, kill two, says senior U.S. intelligence official. All right. How is NATO going to respond? I mean, we're going to get a report from Colonel John Mills tonight on this live, this breaking news live story, who served on the National Security Council team for two presidents. We're also going to be joined tonight at 8:30 Central Time by Mayor Rudy Giuliani. About a month ago on my show, less than a month ago, Rudy Giuliani said that Ukraine was a gigantic money laundering scam, and that he offered the information to the FBI and they wouldn't touch it. They didn't want it. I asked why more people in Washington were not screaming about this. He said because too many of them are benefiting from it. Now we have reports of a cryptocurrency scam going on through the Ukraine, and reports, I'm just reporting what's in the news, that $100 million of that was being kicked back to the Democrats. Now, we'll ask Rudy Giuliani about this, as well as the fact that it came out this week that Rudy Giuliani will not be charged in relation to a raid that was done on his home related to, I think, some work he was doing overseas. We'll get that report tonight from Rudy Giuliani live, 8:30 Central Time, right here. All right? And we'll be dipping in out of what's happening at Mar-a-Lago at the same time, keeping you abreast of that. All right, let's go back real quick to the feed from RSBN, where they're about to interview Mike Lindell. Hopefully they'll get to it before this time slots up. Let's go back to that feed.
As you run and as much as you do everything you can, you have bad actors who have not been held accountable, and they're going to continue to, in many ways, I think they're trying to perfect all the things, all the fraud they did in 2020. So how do we fix it? We have to get sunlight on there. We have to have every just average citizen who's getting involved in their local elections, doing the right to know requests, the public records requests, filing lawsuits. I mean, you're seeing it all across the country. Yeah. And everyone's really kind of doing their part. They know that it's really up to us now. The election, our votes, our government belongs to us. President Trump's going to talk about this tonight. What people forget is, you know, it is the American people. That is what is drives everything in this republic. So if we don't get involved, it won't be a republic anymore.
Yeah, it's our elections, and you do have the right to speak out and voice your opinion on whether or not you feel like the election was safe and secure, or what you had discrepancies. I know in Arizona, you had 70 plus machines that were not working. We had machines that ran out of toner ink. You had people not being able to man certain positions. So to your point, we have to fix that. But we'll also, in my opinion, we have got to do a better job. Look, we've always encouraged our viewers to vote day of the election, like take your ballot unsealed, hand deliver it, which is one thing. But I think the Democrats are overwhelmingly mailing out 5-6 times the amount of ballots that we mail out. Therefore, it's almost like from the very beginning of an election, they have so much of a, they've surmounted such an incredible hill that it's almost impossible for us to catch up. So what's your thoughts on mail-in ballots? And should we limit them? Should we, the absentee ballots, should we be a little bit more, and we'll get Christina Bob on here as well, but what should we do in terms of mail-in ballots?
And President Trump's been talking about this and sounding the alarm. We got to get rid of them. France banned them in 1975 because everyone knows they're just ripe for fraud. And we cannot have this system because there's no chain of custody. There's no accountability. You have no idea where the ballots come from. They're sent out in Nevada to every single person on the the crooked voter list. So they're just floating around. And so that's built-in institutionalized fraud, and that's exactly what they want to do. We have to ban no-excuse mail-in ballots. We have to get rid of them. But we have to get rid of these unreliable machines. We have to get back to hand-counting and, very critical, small precincts. These centralized vote centers give so much opportunity to go different floors, move around with no chain of custody. It's a third-world election. And what's worse than the early voting when they're putting in all these, you know, they're giving themselves a buffer, right, is the after voting with what they just did to Carrie Lake. I'm sorry. That is it's not rocket science what they're doing. They're extending the vote out for days and days and days, coming up with the difference of what they need. It is a total joke. It's a third world election, and we cannot have it in the United States of America.
Liz Harrington joining us here on our pre-show, building up to President Trump's announcement at 9 p.m. Eastern here. I want to touch on this as well. California had it where you can postmark your ballot by 8 p.m. the day of the election. And of course, that could take a week to get in. How in the world can you make a conclusion on election if you're giving people that late of an opportunity to get their ballot in? It seems like they're just, you know, chipmunking some ballots so they can use them later, pull them up and as needed. We've got to reform all that. Okay, you've been on social media. What are you hearing right now? There's a big division in Republicans. You've got this split where you feel like everyone's Team DeSantis, even though he hasn't given any indication he's going to run. Team Trump. You've had people that say we need somebody else completely separate. The establishment needs someone from the establishment. Mike Pence, for crying out loud. What are you seeing on social media, and what does that make you feel when you read stuff like that? So much division.
I think people want a unified Republican Party. I mean, you see a lot of comments floating around on social media. That's fine. That's great. However, they know what's at stake in our country. And we know who's the proven leader. And we know who the leader of the Republican Party is. And it's President Trump.
Right.
And so I think when you get out of all that distraction and really get down to the heart of the matter, who's going to deliver? Who's going to make America great again? The guy that already did it once.
Yeah.
And that's who's going to do it. So that's what I hear from people. And also, I mean, it's deja vu all over again, right?
It is.
I mean, it is just like 2015 and 2016 when you had Fox coming out. You had all the establishment. You had the donors, the corporate donors, the media. everything. Everyone was against President Trump. You know why? Because he's effective and he's a true leader of the people. They're terrified of the people.
Yeah.
And they're terrified of someone who actually represents them.
Wonderful. It's a great night here. I know you're going to be enjoying it. Behind us, it has very much a, I said earlier, like an awards show feel. Everyone's, yeah. It's classier. Everyone's excited that this is going on. How can people find you on social media? Keep up with what's not only happened right now, but post this announcement, if there is one now. I know it's easy to come to a conclusion. How can people follow you?
I'm on True Social at RealLizUSA, exclusively there, just like President Trump. I mean, there's no algorithms. There's no funny business, you know, with Twitter and the rest of big tech. And it's so much better than these fake news platforms that suppress you. So that's where I'm at, True Social.
It is amazing, the control of information. On social media, and there's a lot of people that are maybe watching us right now that didn't know some of the things that were coming out in the news because they're so suppressed. That information is withheld from a lot of people. So go follow Liz on True Social. Thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the beautiful night that we have here in Mar-a-Lago. This is a very special place.
It's a very special night. Very historic, too.
All right. Well, let me step aside, and we'll bring on Mike Lindell here in just a second as we are making our way into live coverage here. President Trump due to speak at about 9 p.m. local time. Thanks for joining us. And as a reminder, about 8:30 here local time, we're going to switch over exclusively on Rumble. I want to step in. The great Mike Lindell is now going to join me to talk about and reflect on the elections yesterday. That was, I was following what you were, putting out there as things were unfolded. And you sent me a message and said, just about every state, just about every race had something going on.
Absolutely. They were all machine manipulated. You would think that they wouldn't do it right in front of us. But, Brian, the way I looked at it, they had nothing to lose. Okay, they had nothing to lose because they were caught. They were caught in 2020. We caught them in the primaries. And this time, though, we had every camera going. We had not just the Edison report that everything goes through, but now we have, I'll give Carrie Lake for an example. 37,000 votes flipped on Thursday. Now, that's a fact. We got it. We've got it. It's there. It's a packet capture. 100% evidence. We have the Uecava votes that came in for Carrie. And they didn't come in for Carrie. They all came in for Hobbs, Katie Hobbs. This is our military vote, Brian. Okay. We have caught them every which way. And now it's just I was telling these other news outlets here, I said, all it is a matter now, will judges look at stuff? Because no judge has ever looked at any of the evidence for any of the elections, Brian. They kicked the can on something called standing. Do you think Carrie Lake might have standing this time around?
Perhaps she does. And so the question that a lot of our viewers are asking right now is, so how is this different? Can we get judges to look at stuff?
Yes, I believe they're going to, because it's there was some, with the thing with the machines this time, not just the back end and inside that they cheated that they never show us, but they went, let's call it malfunctions, glitches. What's the other words they use? We don't know why this happened. It's
unexplained
a machine error. Unexplained error. All these errors that occurred, not just in Arizona, across our country. We have like 34 states. We've got tens of thousands of reports, Brian. By the way, we have a website, saveaznow.com. That's very important. If you have something in Arizona, saveaznow.com, everybody. If you have some, Brian, they're rolling in. We have over 4,000 reports right now, and we just set it up today. Now, think of this. It's one lady. Most of these people, they tried to cure their vote, but they're finding out that in the last three or four elections, which they voted in, they said they didn't vote. That's unbelievable. I mean, it's different this time because everybody, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you should want these machines gone for one thing, because look at all the way across our country. On my show last night on Lindell TV, we showed four Democrats, Brian. One of them was in Idaho. It was pretty amazing. They told her she won, and she woke up and they said, I'm sorry, you lost overnight. And so she's going, I can't believe this. And so it's not just this is a machine problem. I've said it before, and they go, well, Mike, why would Republicans do it to Republicans? Well, let me tell you, this shows now that there's machine crime, and where you have a Republican Democrat, or it happens to a Democrat, a Republican, Republican, a Democrat, Democrat. It doesn't matter.
And maybe that's one of the reasons why you saw so many Republicans not pushing to investigate that, because they know they use the same thing themselves.
It's called the Uniparty. What's taken over our country, everybody? The deep state, the Uniparty, the globalists, and the China, the communists, the CCP. We skipped right over socialism to communism. They were asking me before down here, all the bad media here. I loved it, Brian. I was in my element. I had Yahoo over there. Yahoos. They're over there. But they're all questioning me. They go, what do you think? What do you want to get out of this? I want to hear hope. This is our hope right here. If our great real president tonight, and they said, do you think he'll talk about election fraud and crime? Of course he will. That's what was taking our country. And everything else manifests from that, you know. And then I had really interesting, Brian. I had the London Times was here. I had London, France, and I think, both them and about six other media outlets. But they were both bragging, hey, we have paper ballots, hand counted. It's all done in one night. And it's beautiful. And they go, and we never have problems. I'm going, that's what we need here.
Mike, I refuse to believe that people went to the polls on Tuesday and continued two more years of these destructive policies. And
no, they didn't.
They didn't do it. I know they didn't.
I'll give you examples of anomalies, of deviations, I call them. In the state of Arizona, the treasurer, this guy's gal, got a Republican.
This is interesting. Listen to this right here. This was one of the first things that really made me go, are you kidding me?
Right. She got 250,000 more votes than your Carrie Lakes, your Finchams, and your Masters of the world. Okay. And here's what happened, everybody. We're investigating this. We believe that whoever did the programming to steal those elections, they forgot about the treasurer because that would stand out like a sore thumb. Who's going to vote for the treasurer?
Well, what's interesting, to your point, I've spent a lot of time in Arizona. I couldn't tell you who was running for the treasurer.
No,
it's one of these down ballot, very, you know, kind of a minimal promotion as far as campaigning and the signage and things like that. So you would not be familiar with that.
You would not be familiar. And it's and then you take the votes there that extrapolate them and say, if all those people did vote for Carrie Lake and Blake Masters and Mark Finchem, and you put these over here, guess what it matches up, Brian? It matches up with our studies so far on computer manipulation. Also, there's another factor here that we've got to stop this from them stealing it from Carrie, because another thing, and from all of them in Arizona, the other thing they did was, in the beginning, I thought, well, maybe all these machine glitches, because it happened in other parts of the country, but they were different kinds, Brian. They were glitches where you voted Republican and flipped it to Democrat, and these were all over Kansas, by the way, in different parts of the country with all the different machine vendors. In Arizona, it was somewhere between 20 and 50% of all the machines on election morning. I wake up, I'm going, whoa, this is great news, everybody. Who would want machines after this? You bring in your ballot, they go, I'm sorry, Brian, just throw it on the floor over here. But put it in the box. What do you have?
Box number three.
Throw it in the box number three.
Yeah.
Put it in box number three. None of our machines are working this morning. Well, did they plan that? I don't know. But I will say this, whether it was planned or not, let's just say it was a malfunction of all these machines down there in the Republican areas, okay? You need to have a new election. Any judge in this country would say, we have to redo this. We had machine problems.
Well, I think there's precedent for that in Alabama. I believe there was a case about that where one or two machines went down, so they had to re-vote that election. So,
Brian, let me tell you about precedent. In our country's history, everybody, any time you found somebody that where there was fraud or anything committed, or even a malfunction, or even something was done, whatever was done wrong, the person that really won gets put in immediately. It's never happened at the presidential level. Well, nowadays it's like, I'm sorry, you don't get to audit, you don't get to nothing, and you certainly can't look inside our machine. Come on, that's proprietary technology in there. Like, Brian, if you told me there were rocks and knives in my pillows, you know what I'd tell you? take a look. There's no rocks and knives. It's beautiful, patented film.
Yeah, and certainly.
Speaking of that, use promo code RSBN.
I haven't even gotten to that point yet. But that's a great point, though. Absolutely, because we've talked about the business and how this has affected you and suppressed your ability to sell your product, and which is great because our viewers that are watching us right now have done a fantastic job stepping up and taking advantage of it.
They've helped all my employees, and we were been this. In the last month, it just keeps happening. You know, from the FBI 2 months ago, and they just keep attacking. I was talking to all these fake news that are here and the overseas media. What they couldn't believe, the London Times and the Daily Mail, all these overseas, Daily Mail attacks me all the time, too. When you get attacked by them, that's big, okay? And them and the Guardian and all those big
Salon.
Anyway. They can't believe it because they get the news overseas. They go, we can't believe your company, the London Action. We can't believe your company gets attacked all the time. I go, yeah, it's employee-owned company. And they go, that's really sad that America, that happens over here. I said, yeah, it's all these terrible media and the deep state, all these people attacking. And then I told them, I said, but we protect some companies. Dominion, ES&S, Smartmatic, Hart, Diebold. If it's a name of a voting machine, we protect them because we paid for them, Brian, and we certainly don't want to know what's inside them.
But if I wanted to complain about Starbucks coffee being too acidic, it's over-roasted, it gives me a stomachache, I'm free to say that.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
I can't.
And they would check into it to see if there's something wrong.
Right.
You know, when you have computer problems, when there's computer error somewhere, if a bank, we said it the other day on my show, if you have a bank, and the bank puts $100,000 in your account by accident, by a computer error, do you know you can't spend that, right?
Correct.
Don't do it, Brian. It's a felony if you do. It's illegal. Now, if it's the other way, either way, you can't spend it. But what do? They rip the machines open. They take the computer. They go, we have to find out what happened. And you know what, Brian? They can never make it foolproof. You know why? Because like all computers can make mistakes. They break down, things that happen, they malfunction, and they can all get hacked.
Yeah.
That's what even ES&S, the machine company, we were at a Senate hearing down in Louisiana, and ES&S says, one of their owners says, they asked him, Secretary of State there, Kyle Ardoin said, are your machines hackable? Because they were trying to find the best ones. He goes, sir, all machines are hackable. Every single machine. He goes, your cell phone's hackable. Of course it is. You know, I was just talking to Tim Cook. Here, let's be. Hey, Tim, you hear this? Tim Cook, CEO of Apple.
Yeah.
Would you like to say a few words for our audience?
Yeah, he's listening to us right now.
Yeah.
Quickly change the subject to something I just want to get your thoughts on. This is a very special place, Mar-a-Lago.
This is amazing.
And you've been here, obviously, once before. Have you spoken to the president today, the last couple of days? No.
No. It's been probably a week, maybe even longer. It was before they stole Kerry Lake, before the election.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, I'm really looking forward to tonight because it's going to bring hope that we need. And you know, all this fake media and stuff. Yeah. They ask me, Mike, all of a sudden they're changing at this divine, this historical event, and they're bringing up Ron DeSantis here in Florida. Well, what are you going to do if Ron DeSantis, you know, he's going to run against him? I said, no, from what I heard, Ron's going to endorse him tomorrow morning after he runs, because what would be the sense of even running against him?
No, I agree.
This is just what I heard, Brian. Yeah. I don't know. It could be a rumor.
I've said it's political suicide for him to do that, is what I've said.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is President
Trump's
party.
I said the best thing that Ron could do would be endorse him tomorrow morning and get everybody unified, because you know what? 70% of our country want that great President Donald Trump back in office to fix this mess.
Right.
Get rid of the communists that have taken over our country. We've got to stop CCP, the globalists, the deep state, and everybody. The Uniparty. That's why these machines, they can pick the winners. I'll take two Democrats. I'll take an independent. I'll take three of those. Could you give me three Democrats in Idaho? Oh, wait, I don't want those. So they stole it from them.
Yeah.
You know, and it's Brian, it's we got to get rid of the machines. You know, I've been fighting this battle, and these guys, the media, they ask me different questions, and they keep getting the same answer. You know, they ask me these dumb questions that are irrelevant.
Maybe one day they'll figure it out. Okay, before we break, website, Let's talk about promo. Christmas is coming up.
Yeah,
great time to stop
you
up.
Guys, please help support MyPillow and MyStore.com. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. These are entrepreneurs.
All right. Great live interview with Mike Lindell there. And, of course, we'll have more tonight. Again, breaking news. We are reading reports, conflicting reports of a missile that has gone from Russia, a Russian missile that has gone over into Poland, killed two. Some are saying that's true. Even some of the leaders in Poland seem to be trying to tamp down any fervor over this. We're going to try to get to the bottom of it. Was it a false flag operation here, folks? Is there, again, something going on trying to get us into World War III? Well, we can ask a lot of questions. We're going to get some answers tonight when we start live at 7:30 Central Time at Brandon House Live with Colonel John Mills. Also be joined tonight by Mayor Rudy Giuliani on the cryptocurrency scandal coming out of Ukraine and what is reported to be about $100 million kicked back to the Democrats for the midterms. We'll, again, ask a lot of questions and see if we can get some answers from Mayor Rudy Giuliani live at 8:30 Central. Of course, we'll be dipping in and out of the coverage from Mar-a-Lago with the big announcement by President Trump tonight. We'll have the Worldview Report news broadcast coming up here in about 3 minutes. Now, before we sign off tonight, remember, we are brought to you by you. You are our biggest sponsor. And the way you sponsor us is by, well, a couple ways. One is by going to MyPillow.com and using that promo code L77, which denotes you're watching the Lindell Report, hosted by Mike Lindell, who we just saw live at Mar-a-Lago, that you appreciate Mike's work. You want to have him continuing with fixing 2020, the problems of 2020, which we saw reemerge in 2022. We've got to get to the bottom of this. If you appreciate Mike's courage and his steadfast efforts to try to give us free elections, accurate elections, please go to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code L77. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, robes, mattresses, mattress toppers, and more. Do the bulk of your Christmas shopping, won't you, at MyPillow.com using the promo code L77. You get savings, and then Mike gets, here at the Lindell Report, gets some funding from you as you are our sponsor. Also, MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs. MyStore.com. Check that out as well. Lots of great products that you can buy for Christmas. So please do those two things. MyStore.com, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code L77. All right. We're going to take a quick break and then roll into the Worldview Report newscast. And then we're coming back live at 7:30 Central with Brandon House Live and my guest, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Colonel John Mills, and a few others along the way with a lot of breaking news tonight. So tell your family and friends about, well, Lindell TV. It's shocking still how many don't know about Lindell TV. They can watch it live, streamed on many platforms, including right there at frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com. Thanks again for watching. It's been the Lindell Report. I'm at the news anchor desk for Mike Lindell, who is live tonight at Mar-a-Lago, as we just saw, and the coverage continues here, live, at 7:30 Central. But first, here's tonight's news, brought to you by myself, the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.